The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, as though all the seeds would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields his sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus today tells a parable about a farmer. A man scattered seed on the land and then would sleep and rise day and night. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow. He knew not how. Well, today we celebrated the 125th anniversary. Some of you don't look 125 years old. Of the parish, and I expect at the beginning of the parish, many people were farmers, probably, right? Yeah. But today, not as many, but many of us are parents, or we have, that is, we've raised children, or perhaps now raising grandchildren. And there are some things that parents say about raising children. One mother says, "My favorite time of parenting is after I drop my kids off at school." She said, "I'm just kidding, it's after they go to bed." One mother said, "Motherhood is an extreme sport. That's why we have to wear workout clothes every day." Jerry Seinfeld said, "Having a two-year-old is kind of like having a blender, but you don't have the top for it." Another man, another father says, "Having one child makes you a parent. Having two children make you a referee." Being a parent is definitely hard work. It's messy, it's tiring, and then you do not often see the results of your hard labor. A farmer works hard, and he expects to see a bountiful harvest at the end of the season. Or he may not. The harvest depends on many things that are out of his control: the amount of rain, the sunshine, the weather in general. In other words, his harvest depends upon the work of God. It depends upon the work of God. You work hard to raise your child for, let's say, 16 years, and you expect him to be smart, responsible, and to always make good choices. Wrong. Doesn't always happen that way. It may, but it doesn't always happen that way. The harvest, that is, when he does become the good fruit on the vine, may not come until later on. With your daughter, it may come when she is 18 or 19 or 20. It may come when she gets married or when she has her first child. The harvest may not come for your son until he has made a few more big mistakes and has learned from them, and he finally settles down and begins to love the life that you gave him. So much of it depends on God's work, on God's actions, and God's timing. It's the same with priests. When I first moved to Norman, I lived with Father Tom Boyer over at St. Mark's for 2 years, and he told me that one of the young priests came to him after being ordained for a couple of years, and he said, "Father Boyer," he said, I work so hard in my ministry, and I just don't see the results of what I'm doing." And Father Tom says, "If you want to see results, bake bread." But you're not going to get it as a priest. One of the most important Christian virtues is the virtue of detachment. Detachment means, it does not mean being uninterested or unconcerned, although it has kind of taken on that meaning in the common English language. But what detachment means in the spiritual sense is being fully engaged with God's work, but at the same time recognizing that it is God's work, not our own. It means working hard. It means being vigilant. And it means recognizing that whatever follows is a gift from God. Maybe that's what Jesus meant when in John's gospel he says in several places, "With the Spirit there is freedom." With the Spirit there is freedom. It's freedom to let the results be what they may be in God's time and in God's way. So the parable today is both a warning and an encouragement. It warns us that we cannot completely control the outcomes of our labors. We can plan a marvelous youth event and the youth don't show up. We can pray daily for our child, but we cannot make him or her a saint in overnight. We can prepare the soil and we can plant the seeds, but only God makes the harvest. But the parable is also an encouragement, because God is working in ways that are imperceptible to us. God can take the work that we have done in all sincerity and in all truth and in all fidelity, and he can make something new and good and beautiful come of it. God is the creator. He's continually creating. We are but his helpers. So what do we do? I think we follow the advice of St. Augustine, who long ago said, "Work as though everything depends on you, and pray as though everything depends on God." There's no better way to say it. Work in your vocation as though everything depends on you, but pray and trust as though everything depends on God. With the Holy Spirit, there is freedom.